Psalm 119 verses 101 to 150.
From every evil way my feet and steps are actually restrained and totally refusing to go so that I can consistently, continually, and literally observe your word. From your means used to achieve justice and resolve disputes I will not depart nor turn away, because you, yourself, have been the source of my instruction and teaching, and you have provided the place from which my direction and guidance flow. How palatable to my lips and tongue is your word, more than honey to my mouth. From your precepts, those instructions which you have entrusted to us, encouraging us to carefully examine for guidance so that we can respond appropriately to you, I consistently sharpen my capacity to understand, so therefore I literally and totally hate, and I am overtly hostile to every deceptive and misleading path. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. I have sworn an oath and I have taken a stand to go forward, proceeding with your righteous and vindicating clearly communicated prescriptions and inscribed recommendations regarding life and the relationship. I am exceedingly and eternally ready to respond and speak truthfully. Be merciful to me, Yahweh, in accordance with your promise. Enjoy and accept the freewill offering of my mouth, Yahweh. I want you to teach me your prescriptions and inscribed recommendations for living. The perpetuity of my soul is in my hands, so I will not overlook nor forget your Torah. Those guilty of violating the standard have placed a snare for me, and so as for me I will not wander from your precepts, those instructions which you have entrusted to us, encouraging us to carefully examine for guidance so that we can respond appropriately to you. I have inherited and taken possession, forever and throughout time. They are indeed the celebration of my heart. I incline my heart to act upon, to actively engage in, to celebrate, and to profit from your engraved and clearly communicated prescriptions of what I should do since I want to be cut into the relationship unto time immemorial as a result of the benefits incurred. Those with divided loyalties I hate and I am opposed to them. The Torah I love and have developed a close relationship with it. My protective covering, my shelter and my defense and thus salvation are you. Upon your words I have placed my expectation, confidently anticipating a favorable response. Please turn aside and remove this degenerate corruption from me, this promotion of what is wrong, harmful, and troubling, because I want to consistently and literally observe, and I choose to be continually and actually saved by the terms and conditions of the relationship agreement of my God. I want you to sustain and support me in accord with your promise. And I want you to restore and renew me, keeping me alive, nurturing me so that I will grow and enjoy these benefits. So I do not want you to ever become ashamed of me or disapprove of me because of my breaching or breaking my ratification of the covenant. Please restore, heal, strengthen, establish, and sustain me because I want you to save me. I have chosen to genuinely lift up your clearly communicated prescriptions of what I should do in life to live, doing so continually and consistently. You reject everyone who allows themselves to become misled and thereby strays from your clearly communicated prescriptions of what we should do in life to live, for indeed deception becomes their treacherous delusion. All of those who are guilty of violating the standard in the material realm, like dross which is impure and worthless, you will cause them to completely disappear, putting an end to them, so that as a result of your action they will cease to exist. For this reason I genuinely love and have developed a deep and abiding affection for every aspect of your eternal witness. My flesh gets goosebumps out of an awesome respect for you, and because of your means to achieve justice and resolve disputes, I am genuinely respectful and completely awed. I have genuinely acted on behalf of the means to achieve justice and resolve disputes and have been vindicated. You will never remain idle and will never leave me to tyrants who would mistreat, extort, or try to oppress me. Actually make a pledge to personally pay the price to meet the eternal needs of your servant on behalf of and according to all that is good, moral, and generous. Do not allow arrogant and haughty, insolent and presumptuous, self-willed, self-absorbed, and self-motivated tyrants to continually torment me, fulfilling their desire to make me suffer. My eyes have decided and they yearn for your salvation and for the promised word of righteousness and vindication. I want you to act and engage on behalf of, dealing with your associate in accordance with your mercy and steadfast love, because I have chosen to learn, I have elected to be influenced by, and have properly responded to your clearly communicated prescriptions of what I should do in life to live. I am your servant. Please teach me to think clearly and rationally, because I really want to know and understand your restoring testimony and enduring witness. It is time to act on behalf of Yahweh. They broke and totally violated your Torah. Therefore God, I genuinely and totally love the terms and conditions of your relationship agreement more than gold nuggets and more than gold coins. Therefore God, I completely concur with all of your precepts, those instructions which you have entrusted to us, encouraging us to carefully examine for guidance so that we respond appropriately to you every deceptive and misleading way. I completely abhor and I am genuinely and openly hostile to them. Your restoring testimony and your enduring witness are extraordinary and astounding, so therefore my soul observes them and is saved by them. The unfurled and unfolding revelation of your word is a continually illuminating resource which makes a rational evaluation of the evidence leading to understanding simple for the open-minded. I have opened my mouth and have panted in pursuit because I genuinely long for and desire the terms and conditions of your relationship agreement. Please turn to me and prepare me to actually face God, and please be genuinely merciful to me in accordance with the means used to achieve justice and resolve disputes on behalf of a person who truly loves your name. Please prepare and position the conduct of my life toward your word, because I do not ever want any form of idolatry or iniquity to lord over me. Please redeem and release me from human oppression, extortion, and exploitation, because I want to continually focus upon and literally observe your precepts, those instructions which you have entrusted to us for guidance so that we respond appropriately to you. Your presence causes a brilliant light to shine upon your associate and teaches me accordingly your clearly communicated prescriptions of what I should do in life to live. An outpouring of tears descends from my eyes because they do not observe your Torah. Yahweh, you are the upright one, righteous, consistent, and vindicating, and your means to achieve justice and resolve disputes is therefore upright and straightforward. You have completely laid out your just, fair, and wavering, vindicating, restoring, and enduring testimony and exceeding reliable, totally trustworthy, and always dependable nature. My anger is beyond frustrating because they have totally ignored and improperly responded to your word, making them my adversaries and someone to be opposed. Your word is exceedingly refining, purifying, and perfecting, perfectly purging and removing flaws and impurities, and your servant genuinely loves it. I am young and physically unimpressive and I am poorly regarded, and yet I have not overlooked nor neglected your precepts, those instructions which you have entrusted to us, encouraging us to examine for guidance so that we respond appropriately to you. That which is righteous and vindicating is always and eternally righteous and vindicating, so your Torah is trustworthy, reliable, and enduring. Narrow-minded and hot-headed adversaries and those who inflict suffering find me enjoying the terms and conditions of your relationship agreement. The righteous and vindicating nature of your restoring and enduring testimony is eternal and forever, providing me with essential knowledge, the thought process required to understand, and the good judgment I require because I want to be restored to life and live. With all of my heart I have called out. Yahweh chose to answer my call and respond to me. I have chosen to consistently, carefully, habitually, and literally observe so as to be genuinely saved by your clearly communicated prescriptions of what I should do in life to live. I have called out to you because I have chosen to be saved and I want to continually and literally observe your enduring and renewing testimony. I approach in the morning and evening and I ask for help to place my confidence, hope, and expectation for a favorable future resolution upon your word. My eyes approach and draw near and keep watch during the night to meditate upon, to thoughtfully consider, and to become wise by thinking about the information in your instruction. Please listen to the sound of my voice, because according to your enduring mercy, Yahweh, and in accordance with your just means to resolve disputes, I want you to renew and restore my life. Those who plot and plan adulterous and idolatrous schemes and who pursue and follow that which is evil approach and draw near for battle and they appear for judgment. But they are far away and thus are completely severed and separated from your Torah.